This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Wendy Fournier joins me on the long line. She's president of the National Autism Association, and we wanted to touch base to get the very latest about the search for help and possibly a cure in America here for this tragedy that has affected thousands upon thousands of children in our country. And also wanted to let you know how you can make a difference and how you can help. Wendy, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Coy. I'm doing well.
I hope the holidays were good at your house.
The holidays were good. Actually, my 9-year-old daughter, my daughter with autism, actually opened her presents this year for the first time. So that was a major milestone and brought much joy to the family.
Absolutely. That's fantastic.
Yes, it was. It was great.
That's really wonderful. Congratulations, and congratulations to her. That's just great.
Thanks.
So, Wendy, how can folks help? How can somebody who's listening, how can they make a difference today, right now?
Well, you know, it's been very difficult for nonprofit organizations to survive the last year. It's been really hard, and it's very hard to reach out to people and ask for financial support when everybody is suffering in this economy. But right now, right this very second, we all have an opportunity to help autism, not by donating any money. I hope that people are saving those donations for the people of Haiti right now. But by just donating about a minute of your time and a click of your mouse, participating in a program called Chase Community Giving that's taking place right now on Facebook.
On Facebook. And for folks who don't have a Facebook account, shame on you. it's actually a lot of fun, a great way to stay in touch with people. And this is strictly via Facebook, is that right? There's no other way to do it?
That's the only way to do it. It's an actual application within Facebook, so you need to go ahead and allow that application in your Facebook account. And this program was put together by J.P. Morgan Chase in an effort to give away $5 million to nonprofit organizations that have an operating budget per year of $10 million or less. So it's to really help organizations that don't have a whole lot of money to work with. Have an opportunity to submit an idea and get a nice chunk of cash from Chase. The lovely thing about this program is that it is up to the voters to decide who's going to get the money. And we started with 500,000 nonprofits that were eligible, and the National Autism Association has made it into the top 100 of that program. And we're now eligible for the top prize here, which is $1 million for our organization to help people with autism. So we are working around the clock trying to get people to get onto Facebook or go to voteautismnow.com and vote for the National Autism Association to help us win that $1 million for our kids.
Voteautismnow.com, or if you're already on Facebook, and here's the best reason to get a Facebook account if you don't already have one, and it takes seconds. It's very, very easy. This is J.P. Morgan Chase is offering to give. What's the total again? How much money?
The total is $5 million through this program.
$5 million to a nonprofit with an annual budget of less than $10 million, so it's a huge amount of money.
Well, you know, it's $5 million spread out throughout this whole program. So the first 100 finalists through this program in round one, all of us received $25,000. And now we're moving on for the grand prize of $1 million, and then the next five runners-up will receive $100,000 for their charities.
That's fantastic. So
yes, and NAA is the only organization that has made it into this top 100, vying for that $1 million that serves the autism community. And our programs, really need support. We provide very unique programs to the community, giving real help to families so that they can get treatment for their kids and put them on the road to recovery.
We're talking with Wendy Fournier of the National Autism Association, and you can make a difference right now without spending a dime. Just spend a few seconds online and vote for the National Autism Association in the Chase giveaway Which, again, the website, so if you can find it through Facebook. And Wendy, again, what's the website? It's Autism Now.
We have a URL set up that will bring you right to the Facebook page. You can go to VoteAutismNow.com.
VoteAutismNow.com is
right.
The website. And
right.
If you're listening here in Central Virginia or by podcast, please, please vote for AutismNow.com.
VoteAutismNow.com.
VoteAutismNow.com.
Right,
I'll never forget it. VoteAutismNow.com is the website. And all you got to do is go on. And basically, you're just voting, you're casting your vote for the National Autism Association to be the ultimate winner in this giveaway from the J.P. Morgan Chase.
Yes.
So, Wendy, while we have you on the phone, I'm just interested in your thoughts about 2009 and what you thought about that from the perspective of the National Autism Association, which, by the way, folks, that website is nationalautismassociation.org. Was it a good year for the autism community?
I think there were some highlight moments in the year, some opportunities that came up that were sort of a glimmer of hope that we're going to get to the bottom of this at some point. But, primarily I have to say no. I don't think 2009 was a great productive year for autism. I am extremely disappointed with our government and our national health agencies for continuing to just turn their backs on what has become an epidemic and a national health crisis. The new numbers that came out of the CDC are telling us that just about 1% of the children in the United States are being diagnosed with autism. And this is not a walk in the park. Autism is very serious and can be extremely debilitating for a lot of children. And I just wonder why we can drop everything and put tons of money and resources into something like the swine flu so-called pandemic, and drop billions of dollars overnight on that, and yet let 1% of the population of our children in this country be lost to autism. It's infuriating.
Yeah. Why is it you think that, because it's so, it doesn't take much for the pharmaceutical industry to just jump out of its seat and get something done overnight, and government just jumps up and says, okay, what do you need? What do you want? And they just hand it to them.
Right.
Why is it, you think, that we haven't seen the pharmaceutical industry jump up out of their seat about 1 in 100 kids now diagnosed with autism?
I think there are theories to that. I mean, there are a lot of people in the community who believe that pharmaceuticals, vaccines in particular, are causing the autism epidemic. I believe that my daughter developed autism from her vaccines. And, that's not the case with every single child, but it certainly is the case with thousands and thousands of children in this country. So I think, being up against pharma is a problem. We all know that. They have more lobbyists in D.C. than we have legislators. So it's an issue. If there was some kind of a medication that we could use to treat our kids to make them better, they'd be all over it. But there isn't. And the stuff, the treatments that we're finding are working for children with autism are just basic back to health kind of things that you don't need, a doctor to prescribe. Things like going on a restricted diet can make amazing progress for a child that has autism. A lot of these kids have horrible gut problems that are affecting their brain function. And when you resolve that, the symptoms that look like autism, tend to fade away, at least get better. And in some cases, kids can fully recover and lose their diagnosis.
We're talking with Wendy Fournier of the National Autism Association. You can make a difference right now by going to VoteAutismNow.com. Get all the details. Again, VoteAutismNow.com. Wendy, when I interviewed President Obama just before the election here when he was in Virginia, and I looked him right in the eye and I said, are you the guy? Are you the guy that's going to finally get into Washington and make a difference for families like mine and actually represent families like ours who are dealing every day, living with a tragedy every day, and trying to our best on our own to figure out what to do about autism, and he looked me right in the eye and he said, I'm the guy, and I'm going to get to Washington, and I'm going to make a difference because I know what you're going through. I know people who are dealing with this, and vote for me, and I'm going to be the guy that does something about autism in Washington. From your perspective, is he the guy?
No, and I'm sad to say he's not the guy, at least to this point. It's time to start looking at this, at least assembling, a group of people to look at it. But we're not seeing any involvement with the autism community and the stakeholders in the community. We're still seeing a lot of bureaucracy going on at NIH about the type of research they're funding and especially the type of research they're not funding. And, the little bit of money that we do have for autism research, in the opinion of many in the community, is being absolutely thrown away and of no use to our children. So we're left in a situation here where we have no support from the government, no support from our, research agencies, and we have to rely on each other. We have to rely on organizations like, the National Autism Association, where you can go and get assistance to help pay for the treatments that your kids need. That stuff is not available through our government. We have, one of the highlights of 2009 is that there have been some states that have passed insurance legislation that prevent people with an autism diagnosis from being discriminated against and refused medical treatment. So I think that's a very positive step in the right direction. But we need this across the board because in many, many cases, kids, especially with an autism diagnosis, have many different underlying medical issues that need to be addressed and often go completely just misdiagnosed or even ignored, blown off. Oh, that's just part of having autism. And, the worst of it is kids who are in pain, in physical pain, but are unable to communicate that. A lot of kids that are severely autistic are nonverbal. And they can't express that pain, so they express it in behaviors instead. And they're diagnosed with behavioral disorders instead of looking on what's the inside, what's causing this child to scream and throw himself on the ground and slam his head. Nobody's looking at that. It's all about behaviors. So we're trying to change that paradigm and looking at the underlying medical issues that are happening with our children.
Wendy Fournier is president of the National Autism Association. You can get more information online at nationalautismassociation.org. But before you do that, go to voteautismnow.com. Wendy, always great to talk to you, and thank you so much for all the work you do.
You too, Coy. Thanks, and best wishes to your family.
You as well. We're going to take a break here at the bottom of the hour for local news and weather. We're back in just a few minutes. This is Charlottesville Right Now.
Back on track, I'm Dave Kane with today's Farm Bureau Insurance Cavalier Minute. Today is Wednesday, January 20th. After a 2-0 start to the ACC schedule, the Virginia women's basketball team got back into the win column on Monday night and did it against an in-state rival in Virginia Tech. Senior Monica Wright scored 27 points for the Hoos in a 70-56 win in Blacksburg.
We started off 0-2, so that was a main focus for,
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.